I'm sitting down with Chief Mark Parker to talk about what it takes to serve the community and what the May 19th election means for Bear Lake Fire.
So can you introduce yourself and tell us your role with Bear Lake Fire?
Yes, I'm Mark Parker. I've been the Bear Lake County Fire Chief District's Fire Chief for 8 years now.
And for the people who might not know, can you tell them a little bit about what Bear Lake Fire actually does in the community?
Bear Lake Fire is an organization that was made district in 1984. We take care of all the fire needs, structure fires, wildfires. We also do rescues, hazmat, hazardous situations. We have a broad definition of what the fire department does in Bear Lake County.
It sounds like you're pretty busy.
We can be very busy.
So tell me, how does fire protection differ in rural areas like Bear Lake County compared to, say, a city?
Fire protection in a rural area has a lot of unique challenges. We have a large area that we cover. Our distance, water supplies, we are very limited on our water supply resources that we have available. We have to carry a lot of our water. Our communities don't have the fire hydrants to be able to access. So fire protection's pretty complicated. Long driveways, substandard roads that we have to navigate. Weather conditions, winter storms, that kind of stuff can be pretty hazardous for us to be traveling in.
Just things people don't usually think about, right?
Just little things. It's a whole structure that has no proper addressing in it. Delay response. Just little things can make a big difference.
So I want to learn a little bit more about the department. So Bear Lake Fire is a volunteer department. What does that really mean?
Our department is truly a 100% volunteer. After or during the scene, my guys get a bottle of cold water. They donate their time, the fuel to get to the fire station, their training, response, everything they do on out of the goodness of their heart. They are 100% volunteer.
That's amazing. How many volunteers do you have?
Right now, we're right close to 60 volunteers, and I'm talking with probably another half a dozen that want to join the department currently.
That's amazing. What kind of training do they go through?
We do a lot of our own in-house training. I have some good training officers, good captains. They learn everything from response to vehicle apparatus training, how to run the pumps, how to drive the trucks. A lot of it's in-house. We do send some of our volunteers to conferences, different training conferences. Right now, some of my guys are just finishing up a Firefighter One training. This has been going on the last 3 months, twice a week, 3 hours each night. Once again, they're doing this on their own dime. They're learning this because they have a heart and a desire to serve.
Wow. Well, so when you mention the calls, what kind of calls do you respond to most often in your area?
A lot of them are fire alarms or CO calls. Their carbon monoxides are going off in their houses.
You mentioned the size of the area being really large. Do you know how large of an area you actually cover?
We're roughly 1,200 square miles is what we cover. We cover all Bear Lake County, except with the exception of Montpelier and Bailey Creek proper fire district. So we're a pretty large area.
So when you talk about fire protection realities, or what are some of the biggest challenges that you're currently dealing with in providing fire protection in your area?
Where we're 100% volunteer, my guys have full-time jobs. They have families. So for them to be able to break away sometimes is challenging. Water supplies. We've acquired semis and tankers to haul our water. Most of these structures we haul in every drop of water we put on that fire. Older equipment. The mechanical issues with some of the equipment that we're running due to the age of the equipment. Reliability sometimes a factor in some of these fires. But I'd say our biggest ones is water and manpower. One fire I can get 40 people to, another fire I'm lucky to get 10 people to.
So what happens if multiple calls come in at the same time?
3 years ago, I had 4 calls at one time.
Oh, wow.
And so we prioritize. We send some trucks to each call, depending on the information that we're getting. And if we have enough calls at that time, a fire might have to, like a wildfire, might have to go unserviced until we can get the manpower or we can get mutual aid resources in from our neighboring departments to help us with those fires.
Interesting. So all of this is not possible without funding. So I want to learn a little bit more about your funding model. So how is Bear Lake Fire currently funded?
We're currently funded through taxes. We are 100% tax-based funding. That's the way it's been set up.
Okay. And when was the last time you had a funding increase?
The department came into existence in 1984, and we've never asked for an increase since.
And a little bit has changed since then. So can you talk a little bit about, in terms of costs over the past few years, what's gone up?
Cost for everything has skyrocketed. Just the other day, I purchased 3 dozen sets of structure gloves. That's over $3,000 just in structure gloves. In mid-80s, we bought our only new engine this county's ever bought that I'm aware of. For $40,000-ish. A new engine today is over $1 million.
Okay.
So equipment, fuel prices, fuel costs gone up, heating's gone up. Do we have to maintain heat in our buildings? Heating's gone up. Everything's just increased.
So how are you currently dealing with this increase in managing funding today?
We have gone out and looked for donations. Some of our chemical companies, after they've retired their gear, they sent them in, had them repaired. They donate that used gear to us.
Wow.
Some of our trucks and equipment, we're having to put off maintenance on them, being proactive on maintenance because it's not in the budget. There's no money to do that. We are on the federal surplus program. I'm dealing with IDL on that. We've acquired over $1 million worth of equipment the last few years, with about $20,000 expense to the county. Unfortunately, you can't get structure engines from them. It's more tenders and wildland type stuff.
So you've really had to stretch resources over time.
We are stretching that dollar as far and the equipment as far as we can.
So, not to go over what you've already mentioned before, but what are some examples of things people might not realize are extremely expensive? So you mentioned some of the equipment and training, and are there things you see coming down the pipeline that are going to be a real challenge in the future?
A year ago, year and a half ago, turnout gear. $4,000 or $5,000 a set, 8 to 12 months. So if a guy ruined a set, or if I bring somebody new on that is kind of odd sized and I need to have a new set of gear made for him, I could be a year out getting that gear. Hoses, radios right now, everybody's in need of radios. You order a radio, you could be weeks, if not months, trying to get radios.
Wow.
They're tightening the band on the radios. We've gone through that once. They're talking about tightening that again. If we have to do that, we have to be in compliance with radios. We have to buy new radios.
So to respond to all of this funding shortage that you have and all of these things that you've been stretching over time, you've put something on the ballot on May 19th. Can you explain what this is in simple terms for the community?
The fire department has stepped up our game with training, and everything we can do. Now we are asking the community to fund their fire department. We've put on a permanent override levy that goes on the ballot May 19th. We've done everything we can in our wheelhouse. Now we have to ask the community for their help. We've been very frugal with our money over the last 40-ish years, not asking for increases, but the time's come to where we have to ask for an increase to sustain the fire department, to maintain what we have currently.
And so if it does approve through the voters, what would the funding be used for? You mentioned some things above, but do you want to reiterate those? What are some of the things the funding will be used to do?
We would be updating equipment, doing maintenance on our stuff, staffing, and just providing the life-saving needs that the fire department has to offer the community.
And what happens if it doesn't pass through the voters?
If it doesn't pass, then we will take this to my fire commissioners and we will look at different options on how to make the fire department solid in the future. Whether that be doing some brownout of some stations. Our newest engine's 28 years old. Our oldest engine's 49 years old. The maintenance on these engines is killing us, and so we've got to start looking at replacing these engines, but also our buildings. The buildings were built back 90s. They were built for the engines that we currently have. The new engines will not fit. So we've got to start looking at trying to update these engines. If this levy passes, we can look at a 5 to 20 year plan. If it does not, we will be looking at a 2 to 5 year plan on how just to maintain what we have.
And you'll find yourself in a place where you have to be reactive instead of proactive.
We are reactive now and it's going to get worse. Do we brown out stations? Do we currently just run what we have until that truck falters? Then that community will be without a truck. That's something that my fire commissioners will have to decide.
Why does local fire protection matter so much to residents and property owners?
Fire protection, we protect life and property. Everybody's life is valuable. It also has a further impact on people's checkbooks with the insurance industry. The Insurance Rating Bureau comes in and does an audit on the fire department and the community. If we don't hold up the fire department and have quality engines, equipment, manpower, training, it can cost our residents. Your insurance companies look at the Insurance Rating Bureau's rating for Bear Lake County, and that is what people's homeowners insurance is based off of. And so if we have to start doing brownouts, it could possibly increase their insurance rating. Right now, there is a big dilemma going across the nation, and especially in Idaho, where insurance rates are going up or residents are being canceled. I just read an article here the other day that Bear Lake County is 85% higher risk at wildfires than most average counties in the United States. We are extremely high for fires.
And you've seen that increasing over time?
We've seen that increasing.
Hmm.
You're looking at this summer, it's a good possibility.
Right, with our lack of precipitation and
precipitation, yeah. Wildfires is going to be a huge concern.
That makes sense. So the election is May 19th. Tell me who votes in your community.
All residents, full-time residents of Bear Lake County, Montpelier City, and Bailey Creek will not get the opportunity to vote in this, but all Bear Lake County residents have the opportunity to vote. And I want to encourage you to go vote, whether you're for or against. Voting is a wonderful option.
Where do people go if they want to learn more?
We just stood up a website. Go to BearLakeFire.org, and we're posting things on there. You can go learn about the fire district, what we're asking for. So that is a good website that you'll be able to visit, BearLakeFire.org.
Okay. And then you have some public meetings coming up too, right?
Correct. We have two public meetings in April. April 17th will be at the Bear Lake County Courthouse, and that meeting's at 7 o'clock. And then April 18th at 3 o'clock here at the Bear Lake County Fire Station in Montpelier. The address is 21728 U.S. Highway 30. We're on the northwest corner of the fairgrounds in the green buildings. So please come out and ask your questions. Bring your questions and come out and learn.
And they can follow you on Facebook, on social media. Sure. We've got some things and some posts going on there, and all these links are available there as well. Sure. What's the most important thing that you want people to understand about Bear Lake Fire?
This is their fire department. We are managing their fire department. This is their equipment. And to get educated, understand what the fire department does and who we are and how we can serve the community that we live in.